Welcome to a room with a couple of legends. Pete Holland is having a well-earned break, is that fair?
Oh, well, he's having a break.
He'll be back next week, but right now we're going to be talking about our round 17 tips. We've got to have a look at last night. Look, the Blues gave it a shake, but the Maroons, their backs were to the wall. They came out with a victory in the final Origin. I mean, look, congratulations to them.
I actually think it was probably Pete Holland. He's up there, and I'd say he's just... His musk has actually infected the wrong team. But, you know, I'd rather win one than two. So.
Look, we've got the series. That's the most important thing. The fact that we went down last night doesn't matter. It's not going to make any difference next year, is it? It's all just going to be in the record books. New South Wales 2021 Origin Champions.
That's all that matters.
All right, now let's have a look at... Well, we've got to look at last week's round.
Last time, unlock it in.
I'm going to go for the Warriors to beat the Sharks.
The true love of a team isn't just liking them when they're winning. Mm. It's also there for them when they're losing. So I'm backing the Roosters again this week.
Mate, I'm going to go the hapless Raiders. These guys can't beat time with a stick at the moment, but they will beat the Sea Eagles, and they'll do it by 14.
He actually gets two dings, and he made me promise that I would do this because... The Raiders beat them by 14 last week.
How does he do this?
I don't know. It's his aura.
It's his musk. He's like a Bogan Hagrid, isn't he, Pete? Like he's not quite a wizard, but you know, he's around them.
Oh, we love you, Pete. All right, mate. Now we need to have a look at our locks for this week. It's round 17 of the it's round 18 of the Telstra Premiership. Who've you got?
Mate, I actually, you know, the Knights have really impressed me these last couple of rounds. They've really come back.
You're not.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, I'd like them to win, but I don't think it's
all right. It was wishful thinking. All right, yeah. You had me worried there.
It's wishful thinking. Yeah, not even I'm that crazy. I'm going to go this week. I'm locking in the Broncos to beat the Tigers.
Are you in trouble with the missus or something like that?
I'm trying to score points. I've been out in the doghouse for weeks. If they win one, maybe she'll lighten up.
Your missus is a dyed-in-the-wool Broncos supporter.
Yeah.
She's been hurting, mate. She's
her blood's maroon. She's as a bigger Broncos fan as it gets. So
yeah, all right.
It's a bad year. But I think they've had a couple of iffy games.
They've had a lot of iffy games, without a doubt. And I've got to say, more than anything else, I like the fact that you're going against the West Tigers. You seem to have a Tigers, I don't know, penchant for most of the season. But you're off that bandwagon now.
I'm off the bandwagon. I've flipped. I'm back onto the,
well, you're not,
the Broncos.
Not flip flopping. So Tim's locked in the Broncos for round 18. Me, I think I know what I'm about to do to myself here. Last week, I bet against the Canberra Raiders. This week, I'm going to be going for them, which would probably mean there's an excellent chance they will not win this game. They are due at Gold Coast Seabus Stadium at 3 p.m. on Saturday to take on the Cronulla Sharks, who had a victory against the Warriors last week, which usually that's a good setup. If the Sharks win one, there's a loss not too far around the corner.
They're so touch and go, though, aren't they? The Raiders are a little bit as well.
The Raiders are more go than anything else at the moment. I was hating them. I wanted to get rid of the entire playing group and start again up until they beat Manly last week, which I was very happy about, although there was no Turbo and no DCE. The Sharks are no different. They are who they are. The Canberra Raiders, I'm hoping, with their Origin stars back in the fold, will be able to take care of them.
Well, that's it. And I think the Sharks will probably do a lot better when Scott Morrison's no longer PM, because I think that's got to be casting a shadow.
A wide shadow.
How good are the Sharks?
All the way to Menai McDonald's. Enough of that. We will leave it there. And thank you, legend.
Thank you, mate.